Welcome to the Go Live Your Story podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elko. I'm a former journalist turned entrepreneur, and I believe that in both life and business, your story is your superpower. I'm on a mission to help you see that stories empower not only those who hear them, but those who share them. Because when you share your stories, you share more of your whole self. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a newer business owner figuring things out, or a mom in car line, you're in the right place if you're looking to connect on a deeper level through shared experiences. Take a sip from your emotional support water bottle and let's dive into today's story. I am honored to have today's guest on the podcast. I have been inside her world on the receiving end of her Tell It Like It Is coaching style for more than a year now. Sales and business mentor Jillian Murphy is massively obsessed with two things, sales and community, and I can totally attest to that. With more than 22 years of business experience in sales and marketing and growing multiple businesses of her own, Jillian has made it her mission to help online business owners gain real results through sales and messaging. I love that I get to call her my coach, and I'm even more excited to be able to call her a podcast guest today. So welcome, Jillian. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, one, thank you so much. I literally have like goosebumps listening to that. I am such a fan of you. Like, I was a fan of you before I had the opportunity to like get to know you more. And I'm so excited to be here. And like, about time you have a freaking podcast. So like, I'm so excited for the world to get to know more of you, because you're just such a breath of fresh air and such a wealth of knowledge. I feel like the world needs more of you.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. But yeah, so tell us about you. What is Jillian's story?
Yeah, I always love this. I'm always like, should I say like my favorite color is yellow? Should I say I'm a cancer survivor? Should I say I'm a mom? Like, I always love when people ask me this, right? So my story is, you know, I spent 22 years in the corporate sales space. I am a mom. I lost my job during the pandemic. I moved to the online coaching space. And, you know, I was put in a very good position. I always love to say this on podcasts. I was put in a very good position because I was literally put smack dab in the middle when everybody was coming to the online space and everybody needed to sell their products, their programs, their services. And I had a skill set that most people don't teach. Like, there's very few people in the online coaching space that actually teach sales. Like, some people talk about it like in their programs, or they might have like a module, but really being someone who teaches sales, like start to finish. So I was put in a really kind of like a unicorn position. So, you know, I grew my business very quick. I became very well known very quick. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I had. You know, I've helped over 750 entrepreneurs grow and scale their businesses. And I feel like we're just kind of getting started.
I don't know if you know this actually, but when I came into your world, I was looking for someone to teach me sales and I was shopping for a coach. Like, I was like dabbling, doing one-off things with coaches to see like who I liked and who I wanted to work with. And I found you and I like followed you on Instagram and I watched your stuff, loved your stuff, but I hadn't really like communicated with you yet. And then you DM'd me. And my instant thought, because I was still new and still like in the salesy, like I was like, oh, I don't like salesy people. And you DM'd me a very normal message, not salesy at all. But my immediate thought was, oh, here we go. She's going to sell me something. She's the sales queen. And you did not. You didn't sell me. You invited me to all of these free things. Like, you were like, I have my free Facebook group. Am I free this? Am I free that? If you'd like to come in, like, we'll talk whenever. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you caught me completely off guard and brought me into your community without selling me anything. And I was immediately sold and ended up buying from you. So it was perfect.
I think it's the biggest thing. I was actually just on a Voxer call before we actually recorded this podcast. And it's so interesting that you said that, because one of the things she was saying is, she was like, you know, I'm in the DMs right now and I'm trying to have these conversations and I don't know how to get these people to buy from me. And I'm like, I'm trying to find the exact right person to talk to, who needs mindset, who needs content, who needs strategy. And I'm like, you're doing it all wrong. Like, I'm just going to say it like point blank. You're doing it all wrong. You're literally going in with an agenda and you're going in like with a mission. Like, just get to know people. Like, I didn't know if I was ever going to work with Courtney, but I just like wanted to get to know her. Maybe me and Courtney would be like lifelong besties and we would become podcast friends. Maybe I would introduce Courtney to someone that then she would meet somebody. Maybe Courtney would come into my network and her best friend would need sales, right? Like, don't go into it trying to do something. I just did a teaching recently that I've actually sold over 7 figures through the DMs only, like not on sales calls. And the reason why I've done it is because I'm not trying to ever sell somebody something. Literally, I'm just literally trying to get to know people. And if the time comes that it's a good fit, I'm absolutely going to say, hey, Courtney, Michelle, Amber, Jackie, whoever, this is probably the next best fit for you. But I'm not going in like whatever that saying is, like
guns blazing.
Guns blazing. Yeah. I'm never like on the hunt for people.
And that's very clear immediately once you talk to someone. And I think I connected with that because I'm the same way. Like I just want to get to know people and learn what everybody has going on. And I'm not trying to sell. I just really want to know you. So I totally get it.
And I think even like another thing, like, you know, even you and I, you know, we've worked together. We haven't worked together. We've worked together. We haven't worked together. And I think that is something too, that I think so many people miss in this coaching space. It's like they work with someone and then like the relationship ends, or they're in a program and then it's like they haven't talked to that person again. And it's like, that is also something that's so important in sales. It's like, still nurture the people, still be friends with them, still connect with them, still offer them help, still connect with them, share their podcast, share their things. And it's like, I think that's such another part of the sales process that people miss so often.
It's being genuine. If you're genuine before the sale, yeah, exactly. Genuine before the sale, genuine during the sale, and after. Like, yeah, yeah. Love that. Love that. Yeah. So you shared a story with your community a while back about how seeking validation was like part of your growth process. How you talked about how it kind of started as a child for you, that how you always had to have the validation to know that you were doing a good job or you were progressing or growing. So, and I resonated so much with that story. So I would love if you could share that with my audience here.
Absolutely. So I shared this recently in a masterclass that I did, and it was called Detached. And the reason why I wanted to share this story was because I think so many people, when it comes to sales, they are attached to the outcome, right? They're looking for validation from their next client. They're looking for validation from their next income goal. They're looking for validation, like, I'm good enough if I get this sale. I'm good enough if this many people sign up. And really, I wanted to break down where this probably comes from, because if you are always chasing validation in your business, your relationships, or whatever, it's probably something that you probably should tackle from somewhere early on. So what I was really sharing was, you know, when I came into this online space, I blew up very quickly and I was very validated. I was like, this is amazing. Like, I'm making great income months. I'm getting all the clients, right? And then I took a dip and instantly my ego was shot. I was like, I'm not good enough anymore. I'm not the best coach anymore. People don't like me anymore. And I had to get really clear of why this was happening. So I did a lot of mindset work with our good friend, Andrea Crisp, who I know that you know very well. I'm sure you've, you know, had her on here, will have her on here eventually. And one of the things that we actually talked about was like, where was this validation coming from? And it was really coming from, you know, my whole life, I was validated from other things, right? I was a cancer survivor as a child. So I was always getting validation when the doctors were coming in. I was like, how am I today? Am I going to live? Am I going to be okay? Like, is everything okay? Like, how are my numbers? How's my blood pressure? How's the MRI scan? How's the CAT scan? And I was always getting validation from a very early age. Then I would go into school and I would be like, you know, am I good enough? Am I this? Am I that? Then I was, you know, captain of the cheerleading team. So I was always getting validated from that. Then I was getting validated from men, right? So there was like always this like constant validation that was being happening. Then when I wasn't being validated, I was also taking it very personal. So when my husband left me, I took it very personal, right? When I gained a lot of weight, I took it very personal. So I was always finding my validation from like these external things. And I knew when I came to the online space, I had to switch this because of how the entrepreneurial space works, and it's such ebbs and flows. And I was like, if I am always basing my validation on external things, like, I don't know if Courtney's gonna work with me forever. I don't know if Courtney's gonna sign up tomorrow. I don't know if she's gonna lead the mastermind. I don't know if she's gonna refer me out. But if I'm always basing my worth on other people, it's going to be terrible. So I had to really do this work and find out. And it's something that I work with a lot of my clients on, because if you are really basing your worth on external things, you're going to ride this entrepreneurial journey and it's going to be so much harder for you. So now it's like I find my worth in out in my own things. So it's like my own health, my own happiness, my own thing. And it's like my clients, my income, my programs, who asked me to be on the podcast are all just bonuses. And it has been such a game changer for me.
I love that. Do you just focus on the things you can control type of stuff? The switching that mindset, like not seeking the client to be the validation, and how do you find the validation within yourself?
So I think the biggest thing is really asking yourself is like, what makes you happy, right? Like what makes you happy? What are you getting validated from? So like one of the biggest things was I like started to like date myself. I know it sounds like super silly, but I was like, I need to be happy with myself. I want to go out. I want to take myself out once a week. Like I'm going to date myself once a week. I'm going to spend time with myself. I'm going to get to know myself. I'm going to be happy with myself regardless if I have people buying from me or not. I'm also going to love every single client that comes in, whether there's one client or there's 100 clients. So what happened also, this is something that maybe your audience will resonate with or not, was once you do something online and you start to be successful, you actually fall into entitlement energy. And we don't mean to. Like I'm not an entitled person. I'm not like someone who meant to fall into this. But what also started to happen was I would have like a really big launch, right? I'd have a $30,000 launch, a $40,000 launch, a $100,000 launch or whatever. And then the next month I wouldn't. And I would almost be like, why not? So I would almost fall into this, like, I just expected it. And it was like this entitlement. And I really had to check myself because I would be like, well, 10 people signed up last month for the masterclass. Why do I only have 7? And I was actually not appreciating the 7 or the 2 or the 1 because I was always chasing what I thought it was. And this happens to a lot of people, especially if you're very competitive, because you're always like, well, I had it last month. Why can't I just have it again? So it was really like kind of sitting down. And again, I don't think this entitlement energy like has anything to do with your character because I'm not an entitled person, but it's almost like this energy that starts to happen in this online space. It's like I would have a masterclass and I would have 50 people sign up. And then next month I would have 10 and I'd be like, well, what? Where are the other 40? And I would forget that I just had 10 amazing humans that signed up and I wasn't grateful for them. So it was really like sitting with being grateful for every single person. I also would celebrate every single person that came in, regardless if they were spending a dollar or they were spending $10,000. So it was just a big energy shift. And it was interesting because I had a huge month and then I had a terrible month. And it was in that terrible month that I really saw these shifts start to happen. And I was like, okay, I'm being attached to the outcome. And I'm also in this like weird entitlement energy. So I have to shift out of it.
I love when you shared that with your community earlier, or in a Facebook group that I'm in with you. And I say it to myself now all the time. If I find myself being entitled, like if I'm complaining, like I'm like, oh, like no one's joining this. Like I can't, and I'll watch people on my stories that I know can benefit from it. And I'm like, why won't she join this? She needs this. She needs this. And I check myself now because I learned from you that like, I'm like, you're being entitled. Maybe she has other things going on. Maybe she's doing another program. Maybe she hasn't seen what you're doing. Like it's not, I'm not entitled to anyone joining anything of mine. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. That's such a good lesson.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, like you said, like they haven't seen it. They don't know. It's not the right time. All of those things. Right. But really like sitting down and being like, okay, maybe it's just not the right time. It's not the thing. I mean, I'll be very honest on this show. I'm launching a mastermind right now. Okay, it's the most epic mastermind. It's beyond value, and I've sat so many times right now and been like, how are people not jumping on this? This is like the most insane thing. And I've even sat in entitlement energy right now, like almost like mad a little bit, like at my audience, like,
yeah,
are you guys like,
yeah,
missing the boat on this, like. Like, I don't get it, right? And I have to like stop and be like, okay, they're just not caught up yet. They don't get this yet. Maybe it's like 6 months from now, they'll sit back and realize it. But it's like, I have to remember that like, I'm seeing something that they're just not yet.
And yeah, I think as coach, that's literally what coaching space is all about. You see it as a coach, but you can't, it's easier. You see it in someone else more easily than you can see it in yourself sometimes. So
100%.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%. Yes. Yeah. So wait, let's shift the conversation a minute to pricing, because I know you have a whole big thing about pricing and how sometimes the lower price is not, doesn't make, you actually just talked about this on your stories the other day, how you bought something that was $20 and you weren't really into it, but then a long time, yeah, $20, it's you, people think that you, the lower you price it, the more you're going to get people in, but not always the case. And you shared a story a long time ago about I think it was a $25 slice of cheesecake, just a slice of cheesecake for $25.
Yeah, it was $22 for a piece of cheesecake.
Tell us about pricing and this amazing $22 cheesecake.
So it's really interesting. I think that so often people price things low with the anticipation that they're going to get more people in. And really what happens is when you price things low, you are thinking that you're going to get more people in. But the way that pricing actually works in sales is there's actually a perception on the other side that actually something is not as good, or it's actually cheap, or it's like a lower value. And I shared this story actually yesterday on my Instagram story. So I am someone who suffers with chronic headaches. I'm someone who literally has a headache 99% of the time. And I was at the gym, and there's a brand new physical therapist. And she was like, oh, I hear that you have like terrible headaches. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I am like the queen of getting rid of headaches. And I was like, sign me up, like literally take all of my money. And she was like, yeah, I'd love to like book an appointment with you. And I was like, awesome. And I was like, how much is it? And she was like, $20. And I was like, $20? And she was like, yeah. And instantly I was like, this is going to be garbage. Like instantly. I mean, she could have been the best physical therapist, and I'll get to the story in a minute. But instantly I was like, she's not going to fix my headache for $20. Like, I'm telling you, I've done everything. I've gone everywhere. This girl is not going to fix my headache for $20. So instantly perception was, this is not going to be good. While I was in the room, I was thinking to myself, she's not going to do this. This is not going to be good. And I wasn't even able to get into the mindset that this was going to be good. Now, let me tell you, it actually was pretty good, right? And I booked again with her, and maybe it'll help me. It hasn't yet. My headache's still there. I still have a headache today. But I was not even in the right mindset that like this was actually going to be good. And the reason why I share this is because a lot of my clients say things to me like, nobody's showing up for my programs. I have a group coaching call and everybody's watching the replay, or people have their cameras off, or they're like in the car driving, and I feel like nobody's really bought into the program. And then I ask them like, how much is your program? They're like, oh, it's $197 for 107 weeks. And I'm like, that's why. Or and they're like, you know, it's $297 for 27 weeks. I'm like, that's why. Because the perception is they're not really bought in. There's not like a lot of skin in the game. You know, when someone buys into one-on-one coaching with me, guess what? They come to the call. They got paper. They got pen. Their camera's on. They're sitting. They're not walking around Target on their cell phone, like on a call with me, because it's a higher ticket. So they're more bought in. So if you are someone right now listening to this podcast, and maybe you are attracting in someone who's not fully bought in, or they're not showing up, or you're not getting the sales, I actually invite you to start to shift your pricing, because you might actually attract in less, but actually attract in more. So that was something that I want to share with you. And then this cheesecake story was actually, I was actually at a farmer's market.
It's on the other end of the spectrum. Other end of
this, right? So this is where like, yeah, this is like the opposite end, okay? So I was at a farmer's market, and Jason and I were walking around. Jason's my boyfriend. We were walking around this farmer's market, and there was this guy who was like, oh my God, you guys got to try my cheesecake. It's the best cheesecake in the world. And he was like so bought into his cheesecake. Like, I mean, this guy was like, everyone needs my cheesecake. And I was like, we got to go try this guy's cheesecake. And for the record, I don't even like cheesecake. Like chocolate cake, I'm down for, but cheesecake, I'm like, whatever. But I was so magnetically drawn to this guy. Okay. I was like, we got to try this guy's cheesecake. So we go to this guy's cheesecake stand, and he's like, you guys, try my cheesecake. He like pulls them out. He's got this full spread. He's telling me like how he bakes them, where he bakes them, his family's recipes, all the things. I mean, he is so freaking excited about his cheesecakes. I'm like, okay, like we'll take them. You're literally so excited, right? His cheesecake is $22 for a slice of cheesecake, okay? So we buy it, obviously, because I'm like, it's obviously like the world's best cheesecake. I had no doubt in my mind that this was going to be the best piece of cheesecake because he told me how good it was going to be. And I thought to myself, for $22, I guarantee this cheesecake is going to be phenomenal. Now, if he would have went through that same spiel and he would have been like, oh, it's $2, I would have been like, probably not going to be that good. But he went through that spiel and it was $22. I was like, I bet you this cheesecake is going to be good. Jason ate that cheesecake for like a week. It was like one bite at a time because he was like, it's so good. I'm going to like show up every day for like one bite of that cheesecake.
Exactly. Yeah. Because both of those things were priced for $20. But one, he sold you on it. I mean, it was an overpriced slice of cheesecake, but he sold you on 100%. How great that $22 cheesecake was. And the girl that was going to change your health was only offering or only selling for $20. And it wasn't a big enough ask for what she was supposed to do for you.
If she would have said like, oh, it's $200 an hour, I would have been like, okay. Like, I literally said to her, I was like, you should be charging so much more. I'm like, you need a sales coach, by the way. But I was like, you could literally probably charge like $200 an hour. Like, you are like robbing yourself of your services right now.
Yeah, yeah. She needs to hire you. You don't need to hire her. For sure.
I'm like, can we flip this? Yeah. Then I talk about my hourly rate is she'll probably shoot her pants.
So what's like the best sales or marketing tip that you can share with us today? If someone's listening and is just starting out in business or is a few years in and has the whole I suck at sales mindset or I don't like sales or I don't want to be salesy, what would you offer? What's a tip you could offer?
You know what? I say two things to my clients all the time. And I've been saying this to my one-on-one clients for a long time. You need to have self-belief in yourself is number one. Like you need to believe that you can get to where it is that you want to go. Like whether it's $1 million business, $1 million brand, $10,000 month, getting your first client, whatever it is, like you have got to have the self-belief in yourself. If you don't believe that you can get it, it doesn't matter how much strategy, how much mindset, whatever it is, like if you don't believe that you can get there, we're never, ever, ever going to get there. That is like number one sales 101. Number two, it's like, do you have the plan to get there so that you can achieve the sales that you want, right? So often people have these really big sales goals. They have these really big business goals. They have these really big, you know, 10K months, 100K months, $1 million goals, build a brand, whatever it is, but they don't actually have a plan to get there. So if you don't have the plan, number one, and you don't have the belief, number two, you are really not going to have the sales that you want. So I think that is going to be two of the biggest things. I mean, I coached in corporate sales for 22 years, and I actually just answered this question earlier on a podcast I did before you. And he was like, what was the two biggest things that you saw every successful sales rep have? And I was like, number one, they had a plan. Number two, they had self-belief. So if you have both of those things, that's the thing. Number three, if you don't have a plan, find someone that can help you. Get someone that has the playbook, the foundation, the roadmap, the skill set, whatever it is. If you don't know how to create content, get with Courtney. You don't know how to do sales, get with me. You don't know how to get mindset, find someone. Like, find the people that can get you there. I always talk about this. Like, I was a huge gamer, believe it or not, when I was younger. Like, I loved Tetris. I loved Mario Brothers. I would play, I played video games like a boss when I was a kid. And I would literally go to the video game store and I would buy like the cheat codes. And I would buy the books that had the cheat codes and I would figure it out because I would want to get to the top before my friends did. And that's literally, you have the same opportunity in entrepreneurship. You have the cheat codes. What cheat code do you need? Do you need the business cheat code? Do you need the content cheat code? Do you need the sales cheat code? Go find the cheat code and get there quicker. And then if it's like the belief, find someone around you, the mentor, the mastermind, the community, the Facebook group, the podcast, whatever it is, wherever it is that you're at in your business, and start finding that belief so that you can actually get to the place you need to get to.
Love that. The cheat codes. It's all about the cheat codes. Coaches are the cheat codes for sure.
We're the cheat code. Yeah, you're the cheat code, right? Like if you need better content, get with Courtney. She's the cheat code.
So yeah, what you have so much going on. Always there's always something going on with you. So what's next up for you? What's going on?
Always a lot going on in my world. And this is why I say I have a lot of things going on in my world because I want everybody to have the opportunity to be able to come into my world. So whether you are just starting out and you want to learn sales, come into my world in a free Facebook group and binge my free content or a podcast, right? Like come in and learn from me for free. You know, I have a membership that's $37 a month. It's like $2 a day. Come in, binge free content, you know, inside of there. You know, and then we have other ways to work with us. But I believe in having multiple offers so that you can serve multiple people in your audience. And if you're an entrepreneur on here, I think it's important that you also have multiple offers in your product suite, because if you were a coffee shop or you were a shoe store and you only had one, you're going to miss out on the whole rest of the world that doesn't have the opportunity to work with you, right? I mean, recently, I'll share a good story with you really quick. Recently, I created a next level mastermind, and a lot of people in my audience didn't like it, very honestly. They were like, oh, I feel like you created this next level mastermind, blah, 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 whatever. I'm going to serve another group of people in my audience because I want to serve people for free, and I want to serve people for $37, and I want to serve people for $5,000. And I want to serve people for $10,000, and I want to serve people for $50,000, right? So it's like making sure that you have the ability to serve everyone, because the world is your oyster. And that's how you scale a business. That's how you build a company, is being able to have multiple products in your suite to serve multiple people in your industry.
So true. Having, because it's a different, who are you, who's your ideal client? They're different ideal clients at different price points. Absolutely. And as the clients grow, so too does your offer.
I look at them like products, right? Like everything I create is a different product in my business. It's just like Starbucks. This is just a different coffee. This is just a different frappuccino. This is just a different sandwich, because I want people to come into my world and have a menu of things to be able to buy.
That's awesome. So how can people find you and work with you? Where do we find Jillian Murphy?
Yeah, definitely. Come over, say hello on Instagram at the Jillian Murphy. And then we will actually drop some stuff in the show notes for you. But we have an incredible lead magnet. It's actually how to sell on your Instagram stories. It's a great video. We will drop it over there for you guys, for all of you guys to come over there and check it out. So yeah, come over, say hello. Lots of different ways to work with me depending on where you're at in your business. But more than anything, just come over, say hello, get to know me.
I would highly recommend. She is such a good follow on Instagram. And even just following her there, you get a wealth of knowledge. So get and definitely join her Facebook group. Get in all the places and learn all the knowledge.
Thank you so much, Courtney. It's been so great working with you.
Thank you so much for being here today. This has been awesome. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, go live your story.